ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So this morning, we continue our series, In Him. In Him. We started this series out by looking at a weapon that believers, we are called to fight the good fight of faith. And we said that it is a good fight because the victory is already predicted. Paul said it. He said, fight the good fight of faith. But in the beat of fight, he said, lay hold. Lay hold. Fight with precision. Fight with accuracy. But lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:12. So we started it out and we looked at the weapon of thanksgiving. The need to sing. Learn to sing. When you do it, you release God into situations of your life. The Bible says God is holy, Psalm 22, verse 3. He inhabits, not the complaints, he inhabits the praises. So God inhabits our praises. Job 35, 10 says, Job going through experience, he said, no one asked me about the Lord God my maker who give me song in the night hour. So God actually gives song. Acts 16, 25, talking about Paul and Silas, the situations were not favorable. Their bags had been laden with stripes. And in the midst of them, they were not praying for deliverance. The Bible says they had an attitude. It said, as they sang praises at midnight. Midnight, everybody is sleeping. Midnight, you are left alone. Jacob was left alone at midnight. So midnight, you are left alone. But these people, they made a decision to sing. And while they sing, deliverance came. So thanksgiving, it's a weapon. It's a fight. You fight with it. Habakkuk, is it Habakkuk or Zephaniah that says, though the fig tree may not blossom? Is it Habakkuk that says that? 3:17? Yeah. Though the olive of the vine refused to yield its fruit, said, yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the Lord God my maker. So last week, we took it further about the need for us to know that, hey, even though we are in this battle, what is a battle that is already predicted? We won before we started. We won. And if there is anything that believers in Christ must come to, that knowledge is that you must enter into your rest, that there is no situation, there is no challenges of life that can take you out. You are the one that will outlast such challenges. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. At least you had that testimony. 8 years, calendar year seems to be. But God come true. You came true. 8 stands for new beginning. So you can see how things. I'm sure the person who sent that testimony, you probably is just maybe by counting. That's when you now know that 8 years have passed. You know, sometimes we go through things in life. And before you know it, you don't even know that the challenges are there because you switch into the frequency of God. God is faithful. God is just. God is committed. God will do in our life exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Praise the Lord. So let's just continue today. I gave you assignment last week. The need for you to understand in Him scriptures. We sent out the mail, but in case you are one of those people who don't check your mails and all that, I think the hard copy, just few copies, with the ushers at the back. It's a sheet of paper. It's just to guide you. A lot of people desire things to happen in their life, they are not willing to pay the price. There is a price to pay for your faith to work. And that price is very clear. He said, faith comes. Romans 10:17. It comes. Only one means by hearing. The same way doubt comes. The same way fear comes. It also comes by hearing. And whatever you yield yourself to, that's what becomes dominant in your life. So, in him, scriptures helps us to understand who we are in Christ Jesus, whose we are, what we have, and then we can take advantage of it. And so we started this last week, and I mentioned the fact that there is an aspect of our faith walk that we don't pay close attention to. When we say believe God, a lot of people believe God, but there is an aspect of the saying what you believe, which we call the profession, or is the same word, the confession of your faith. If you truly believe the word of God, you will confess it. And when we talked about this confession, because certain things have been attributed to certain events of life, for example, if I start confessing, if I start declaring, a lot of people will probably be looking at me. What's he saying? Some people will say, oh, maybe pastor is going gaga. Because I'm talking, but I'm talking and I lose recognition of the physical event. Some people will rather murmur it. Mm-mm. There's an aspect of your faith. He said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. And that saying so, as you are speaking, there is a voice of faith that is rising. And as you are speaking, there's also a voice of doubt and unbelief that is building a wall. And that wall must crumble. Because David spoke, Goliath spoke. But the difference was David spoke from the platform of God. Goliath spoke from the platform of his achievement. And the difference was clear. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So that confession is from the Greek word homologos. It means saying the same thing irrespective of physical evidences. Saying the same thing. You have to be consistent with it. I mean, God's promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, so it is settled. But on our own part, we must say it. And the easiest way to say it is the posture that David took. You declare who you are in Christ. On your own, you cannot defeat the devil. But someone paid the price on your behalf, and that's Jesus. He had the victory. You are not trying to get victory, but you are speaking from the position of victory. I said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. And he said, he redeemed our life from destruction. He relieved our life from iniquity. He healed our body. Even though there may be physical evidences, that's what he has done. And because he has done it, it cannot be unwritten. And because he has done it, it is settled. God said it, we believe it, we confess it, and that settles it forever. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. So we had, that's an area, and the devil has kept many people, their lips are sealed. I am righteous. Some people have problems with what I just said. Because in what comes to their mind is the catalog in a flash. That's how powerful the mind is. In a flash, the catalog of the wrongdoings in their life. I am free from condemnation. Somebody just says, it's because you are a pastor. No. The war, it does, as a believer, the devil wants to contend the word of God in our lives. And say, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. So, that so, it's based on the word of God. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, today we just take it for that. Let's read our text again. 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Comma. Fight the good fight of faith. Then push it further. Lay hold on eternal life. Comma again. Because that's the ultimate. You know, sometimes we've been taught in the church life that you just confess for things. No matter what you confess for, they are still temporary things. Believe God for a car. Believe God for a house. Believe God for clothing. Believe God. Those things are still temporary things because you have to believe God for another car, isn't it? You have to believe God for another house, isn't it? But so, in believing God, take it beyond material things. Lay hold. Lay hold. Lay hold on eternal life. Do things that makes you live beyond the time. I had a statement this last week. I mean, someone was being encouraged to steadfastness in their faith. And they said the response of that person, in other words, you can't, the Bible says friendship with the world is an enmity against what you have to choose one. But hey, if you choose God, you will not only enjoy in this life, you will, it's an endless possible life. Continuum. But you can't gain this present one and lose your soul. Everything around us is temporary. Including you. Including me. Today is 17th or 18th or 19th of May. What date? Yeah. So just calculate, in case you don't even want to calculate the number of years you've spent. Calculate what has happened between January and today. It's deducted from your age already. Whether you are wearing jeans, whether you are wearing canvas, whether you are wearing, you are getting old. So no matter what you do, whether it's skinny, diet, whatever you want to do. Keto, is that whatever. Whatever. He said, our outward man is perishing. So, you must understand. He said, lay hold. That's where we are called to. And then as professed, confess a good confession. Confess a good confession. Front of many witnesses. So we are not called to fight battles whose outcome has not been determined. The Bible calls it the good fight. I enjoy it. Because you can actually enjoy the ride. It's an all expenses paid trip. It's an all expense from now until you are come home. I love that song. I mean, it was just ringing. I didn't remember earlier on. It's been ringing in my heart from the week. It said, from life first cry to final breath, Jesus controls my destiny. You have to know these things for yourself. And that's why we are bringing it up at this time. Who you are. In him, I have life. And this life is the light of men. In him, I have redemption. Even the forgiveness of my sins. So there is no accusation against my life anymore. You have to profess it. You have to live in the reality. I keep saying to people, the thief on the cross is a typical thing. How God's mercies operate. He was already dead. Appointed to die. But he obtained mercy by just the word of his mouth. Say, aren't you even thinking? We know ourselves. But this man is a just man. Maybe this guy who stole must have been to one of Jesus' crusades and pickpocket there. You know, sometimes we read the Bible, we just read it in abstract. And he knows who's. And you know, there are many people like that. Who maybe during their life, I'm not saying play that kind of, it's a dangerous game. Who through their life, they don't reckon with God, is at the sick bed that they want to give their heart to the Lord. Hey, don't play that game, it's dangerous.
There are many people who come to church who don't have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They just come to church, maybe at the end of the service, their grandmother or their father or their they probably have family event. And at the family event, the first question is that, how was church today? So that they can justify that they went to one. No, but hey, there is a fight. Enjoy the ride. All things are yours in Christ Jesus. It's settled. In him you live. In him you move. In him you have your being. Hey, if you really live in the reality of that, there is no alternative for you and me. No visiting of the abolished. No ifunpa, no ibadi. In him you live. In him you move. In him you have your being. For we are his God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So, if we are not in Christ Jesus, the good work, if we are trying to do good works, they are just righteousness. And it's like a filthy grass, rags, because it can't please, works doesn't please God. It has to be on the platform of grace. A lot of people are trying to substitute it so that they can sound politically correct. Outside Jesus, good works is just good to the extent that you do it. But the one that counts for eternity is the one done in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ Jesus, you will do good works. So, this profession, this confession is an aspect. The devil has done so much. People have been taught that when you confess, it is just one thing. You confess sins. No, it's beyond confession of sins. You confess the lordship of Jesus over your life. I will tell you the aspect of this confession very soon. But one of the ones is that Jesus is Lord over my life. It's when I'm confused, which I am sometimes, I just say it to myself, Jesus is Lord. I can't remember, if you can still remember, there was one day I stood here to open service. And just for some few seconds, my mind just went blank. And I said, this is the day that the devil has made. I said it here. And it just occurred to me instantly, light just dawned. I said, no. You know, you just split second. I said, no, no, no. This is the day the Lord has made. I have the mind of Christ. I mean, Jesus is Lord. And I just said, oh, glory to God. That's the one that I came up. Because it's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. And so things want to gain entrance into our lives. And all you just have to do with your confession is that no trespassing, no parking, no stopping. Jesus is Lord here. That's why I said, you have to make that commitment. He has to be your Lord. He has to be your King. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible, Paul writing, he said, hey, you Corinthians, concerning the spiritual, I don't want you to be ignorant. In Genesis chapter 1, we saw it in the work of creation. There was chaos. There was darkness. Things were out of order. And the Bible says, even the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the deep, but nothing creative happened until God said. God said, and if you and I will fight this good fight of faith, we must learn to say what God has said. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says, through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of the Lord. So, in business, you have to learn how to frame that business with your words. In your family life, in your career path, you have to learn it. In your walk with God, you have to learn it. One of the things you have to, especially if you have not, when some people were actually born on the altar, so good for them. Thank God for their life. But for some of us who were not born on the altar in that real sense, and then we played by the roadside, one of the things you have to fight when you give your heart to Christ is the assurance of your salvation, because the devil will fight your mind with guilt. And I've met a couple of people like that who will say, oh, I don't have this because of the sins of my past. I can't get this because it is not meant for people like me. You know how Paul dealt with it? To the point that Paul, he says, I stand with my conscience before God and people that I have wronged no man. Paul, where is the death of Stephen? Paul, you know, he always writes, there is now no condemnation. So one of the fights that you have to fight is that sin, that who you are. Sometimes people tag us by the things we have done in the time past. Hey, the fight is, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is not a refurbished being. Not an upgraded version. The Bible talks about the new creation is that that person is existing as if he had never existed before. Isaiah 43, Isaiah gave us an instant. Isaiah 43, he said, hi, even hi, I'm the one who blot out. He said, I will remember your sin no more. That is the fight of faith. You have to fight it. No condemnation. No guilt. Not in this life, not in the one to come. Because why? I am in Christ Jesus. In one place, he said he wiped out the ordinances of the law that was against us. So in Christ Jesus, he can't be against you anymore. That wiping out, I know some people, you probably have seen it in film, or maybe if you visit some of these local schools who still use the old blackboard. So there is that black background. You write with chalk on it. So your teacher teaches and gives you room to copy because he wants to wipe it off. If he wipes it off, there is no trace. The only trace you can see are the particles. But hey, even the particles, every Friday, if you go to some of those local schools, the last thing you do in your last period is to paint the thing black. There is no traces of the old anymore. What one translation says, the new has come. The old is completely gone. Oh, I have done abortion. I have done this. So that's why God is punishing me. God doesn't punish people that way. That's why I have not gotten a husband or a wife. No, I have done so many. No, that's not. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody may still be finding it very difficult to comprehend what I've said so far. And that's the issue. That's why you need to fight the good fight of faith. Because what the devil wants is to keep you in that same thing. And believe that certain things you are not. He said, all things are yours. He said, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. One translation of 1 Corinthians 12:1 says, my fellow believers, I don't want you to be confused about spiritual realities. So, spiritual reality is that God used war to frame the world. And if you are created in the image and likeness of God, you have to learn how to use words to frame your own world. This is a spiritual reality often ignored by many believers in the practice of their faith walk. And so it impacts negatively on their fervency. Romans 12:11 says, not slothful in business. The Bible compares is, it said, if you use what is a work, W-O-R-K. And if that work, you are doing it continually, he said, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. So we must pay attention to our profession or confession. We must never maintain status quo. As it was in the beginning, is now, and never shall be, world without end. No. That litany should be erased. Need to pay attention. And maybe this week, I'd like to give you a very simple assignment again. Listen to yourself talk. You will know how corrupt, either how corrupt your word is, or how blessed your words are. What is that impulse reaction that you have towards issues of life? Listen to yourself talk. And there is a war going on inside everyone every day. I told you what just happened. It's a war. What I confess, probably confess that people had me, glory to God. But hey, I fought the fight. I won it. My mind became clear. If I don't know how to do it, you probably say, let's stretch our hands towards our pastor this morning. There's something not right with him. No. You have to fight. And you have the access. The word of God is there. Hey, see, I've given this thing since last week. Some people have never opened it. The truth is that if you don't do it, that's why you remain on the same spot. It's not a curse. But if you want to win in this life, this broken world, you must learn to speak what God says. I can't be saying in the name of Ayodanez. No. I taught something at the prayer school this morning. And I also saw it in the world. People pray to personality. No. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, in the power that the Holy Spirit supplies. So if you've been praying for something in the last 5-10 years and you haven't gotten a result, go and readjust. You pray to the Father. He said, Jesus himself said, you have not asked me anything. He said, but when I leave, he said, the title you have not asked, ask the Father in my name that you may receive, that your joy may be full. It steps. We can't break spiritual order. So you know one of our denominations, they used to pray to a particular person. And many people also do it. They are like, that would be like the sons of Sceva. They say, we adore you in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. Ah, you. What is the meaning of adjournment? Our adjour. Come here. Look at your head. Paul. I know. Jesus. Master ni Lojokojo, Lord of Lord. But excuse me, who are you? And you know to compound their problem because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. For example, the Bible says you and I, as the New Testament believer, we are seated in heavenly places far above. Some people still think that they need to bet. You know, some people still believe that the devil and God are in a contest. looking for supremacy. I've shared this story before. I can't forget. You know, these are things that has also helped me in my own journey. I can't forget it. They were conducting deliverance in a place. And it's a small girl, small girl. But when that thing jumped on her, FT men, she was just slapping. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And you know, in that realm, brethren just back off. And then, after some time, turned to this brother. He said, "Where are you standing?" The brother said, "I'm standing on my feet." Whoosh, whoosh. Then he just called to one of the brothers. And as that point that the light dawned, she turned to the brother, said, "Where are you standing?" He said, "I'm not standing. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and power. And on that strength, I command your influence broken. Go in the name of Jesus." The girl just stretched. And the whole thing just calmed down. What is the difference? People know who they are. If you don't know who you are, one for you. And I will say that, I keep saying it. If you don't know how to pray, you will pay prayer contractors. If you don't know the heart of standing on what you have, somebody will do. And in this world, if people are doing something for you, they manipulate you. You pay prayer seed money. You will pay it. If you are lazy to pray, you will pay it. Praise God. One of the things that I believe God has called us to do is to make men see the fellowship of this mystery. So you understand it. You understand your God nature and you will live it. That's one of the visions that God has given us concerning this church. So that's why I will say this thing forever. There is a DIY in the New Testament believer. You do it yourself. Hey, you are here today so that we encourage you. But hey, where the war is what happens after these 2 hours.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,